Right, it's my Corgan and audio bit. I was been listening to a lot of audio bit talk recently about the to-do systems that everyone has. The system you use, the system you find best for you. And I've also, of course, done my own audio bit about that, how it works for me with paper cards. But there's been loads of talk about Evernote. And I did mention that I had that particular application program. I thought it was a wonderful program right from the start. I absolutely loved it. But then I found that either I wasn't using it correctly or it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do, because I'm terrible for having these programs and then ignoring them. Whereas you can't ignore a pile of cards right in front of you every day. But guys like Dean Reed and Stefano Slandi and Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, a few others, apologies for not mentioning you, but you know who you are. But I'm just saying in basic terms that it's been knocked about. Evernote has been knocked about quite a bit recently. So I still had it on my Mac desktop. In fact, I still have it on iOS, but I haven't activated it again. Not yet. I will do later on. So I thought, well, why not open Evernote up and just see what it's doing? And maybe at this point in time, I could use it. So I opened it up, and of course, it immediately asked to upgrade to Evernote 5, which I just clicked on, and it did it all itself. But what absolutely amazed me, was all the stuff that came up in all the different folders. Stuff I had totally forgotten about, that I had saved or web clipped or put up from all sources. And Evernote still, not only still had all that stuff there, but I had been pulling in stuff even though I wasn't using it. It's just totally amazing. And I sat there for about 30 minutes just scrolling through stuff, and I go, my God, I can't remember doing that. Oh, I remember that one. I remember that one. And these were all things that, of course, I had clipped or saved or put notes in because they were important at the time, and then completely forgotten all about them. So maybe I'll have a new look at Evernote. Maybe this time I can use it. But I was absolutely gobsmacked at the Dead Sea scroll on my Mac desktop of stuff that I had already saved from first day of Evernote right up to today, believe it or not. It pulled in so much stuff because obviously I have the settings for it to do certain things. And I was just amazed. I'd even come across some poems I'd done way back and some web clip photographs and articles that, as I said, were important at the time and obviously just forgotten about. Lost. But they weren't lost because Evernote was working away in the background, still doing it. And probably occasionally just knocking on the glass of the Mac and saying, hey, how are we opening this up here? We've got stuff for you. Loads of stuff. And so it has. And it's going to take me a damn sight more than a half an hour to go through all the stuff that's there. It'll take me way back for the last, I don't know, couple of years, I guess. I maybe just consumed too much time doing that. But I must say that the improvements, I always thought it was a wonderful looking app. And Evernote 5 is even more lovely to look at, more streamlined, and obviously it will be, of course, more efficient in what it's doing. So thanks, guys, all you guys out there who knocked Evernote about on Audioboo over the past couple of weeks. And certainly going to have a serious look at it again, see if I can really use it and not put it back on the back burner again. We'll see how it goes, I'll let you know. But it's looking good. Maybe tonight, while I'm sitting in the big chair with my iPhone and my iPad, I'll I'll click that Evernote icon and see if it's got everything on iOS that's on the desktop. It should have, of course, because they're all linked. But there may be some other stuff in there that I've stalled to look at. Oh, wonderful. Okay, bye for now.